Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Good morning, South Florida. This is WQAM's Joe Rowe Show. I'm Omar Kelly here with my colleague, Hollywood, also known as Danny Rabinowitz. We're here 6:01 on a wonderful Friday morning. It's the peak of the weekend, last day of work for most people, the people who do the wonderful Monday through Friday work shift.
Good morning, by the way. Sorry, I had to go in there and turn our mics on here this morning. We're good, though, man. That's the nice thing. I know how to operate all the stuff here, so we're good to go.
You're basically running the station.
I wouldn't say that, but I from 6 to 10, I feel like that's my domain, and then we get out of this place as quickly as humanly possible. There's no air conditioning in this building. This is a bad time of year, by the way, to not have air conditioning.
Absolutely.
And Zog, you know, Power 96 came in the other day, and he was like, my air conditioning was broken, and they were like, we need a part or whatever, and he's like, please replace the entire thing. You cannot go, like, hours without air conditioning right now. It is unbelievably hot out there. I'm going to get my kids from school, and I am just pouring sweat.
You walk or you drive?
Well, I drive, but you get out of the car for like 2 minutes and you're just pouring sweat everywhere. It has been, it's not usually this hot this time of year. Is it like middle of May?
It's not, but you know what? The reality is, I don't complain about what this is because I know it's going to get worse. So I know in June and July, it's going to get worse.
Going to get worse.
Yeah. And in fact, August, because most of training camp is in August. So I'm prepared for training camp weather. That's the worst that it gets, and I don't complain about this. This is the first quarter of a very very heated game.
All right. Speaking of a heated game last night, what a dud between the Timberwolves and the Nuggets. The Nuggets just absolutely atrocious. Shooting the basketball last night, they put up 70 points in a game where they had a chance to knock off the Timberwolves and get back to the Eastern Conference Finals. 70 points in an NBA game, basically unheard of nowadays.
Don't talk disrespectfully about your future champions.
I don't know, man. Here's the thing: you leave the door open, and I do believe that Denver is the more talented team. I don't even know if that's debatable. I think Denver's a more talented team, but here's the problem, Omar. You can have a clunker like this. Denver shot 30% from the field in that game and 19% from three-point land. They were missing from all over the place last night. It was funny. They got out to that 9-2 lead, and then they gave up like a 20-0 run, which you don't see that every day, certainly. And they got outscored 31-14 in the first quarter. They scored 9 points in the fourth quarter, Denver. 9 in 12 minutes of NBA basketball. That is difficult to do.
Yeah, no, it is difficult to do, but the shots weren't falling. I think bench players came into the fourth quarter, but I mean the game was out of hand in the third quarter, and the way that Minnesota Timberwolves were shooting, I mean they were just hot from distance, and Anthony Edwards played a phenomenal game. It was lights out. It was lights out, and that's the way
he's
expect.
Something, huh?
Yeah,
that Anthony Edwards, he is something, man.
How old is he, too, by the way?
He's off the top of my head, he's like 23, 24. This is like he was a rookie in 2020, so he's
under 25.
18, 19 when he came in the league, probably. So
listen, he is one of the leagues, and he might be the best American player we have, and I think that
he's 22.
That's important.
22. Yeah, so he's young. I think it's him and SGA are the next few stars that are going to be really, really good for this league. Speaking of SGA, those guys will go tonight.
Saturday, tomorrow night.
Okay, they'll go tomorrow night. I'm sorry, Vlad. Tonight is, I should have known this, Vlad. It's your Knicks. Knicks and Pacers is
no,
tonight.
It's the NBA and their terrible schedule making.
Well, the problem that Vlad is discussing now is that they are going head-to-head once again with the Florida Panthers, who will play in Game 6 tonight against Boston. The good thing, though, Vlad, at least you get a 7 o'clock Panther start and you get an 8:30 NBA start. Sadly, it's on ESPN tonight, so you have to deal with the ESPN commentary and crew and all that stuff.
I guess we're not big J.J. Redick and Doris Burke fans here?
Whatever, man. It's Friday. We don't need to rail
Redick's
on people
about,
on a
Redick's
Friday,
about but, to be the head coach
yeah,
of the
he
Lakers.
Yeah, he is.
So,
he's about to take that Laker job.
We don't have to tolerate him for much longer.
The Panther game, meanwhile, will be on TNT tonight. No more local TV for these games, sadly. I mean, I miss Goldie right now and Moeller and, you know, the crew. But, yeah, so we'll get the Bruins and the Panthers are on TNT tonight. That game starts at 7 o'clock. The Panthers are slight favorites in this game tonight. Whatever, you know, take that as you will. But this is game 6, and should the Bruins win this game tonight, the series would shift back to South Florida for a game 7 in Sunrise on Sunday.
Game 7 in Sunrise on Sunday.
Which would be very, quite dramatic, I would say, for a game 7 situation. So we'll see if it gets to that point. And then, as we mentioned, the NBA, so you do get that Thunder Mavs. And then Sunday, you will have one game 7 between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves. And should the Pacers win tonight, you get another game 7. So Sunday could be one of those days where you just kind of embed yourself in the couch and you watch game 7s. The PGA Championship is going on right now.
Xander, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, Xander Schauffele shot like a 60 yesterday. He set like a
62.
He tied like a PGA record.
Shot 62.
Vlad, you do not watch golf.
I do watch golf.
Why?
Because I like competition.
Why? Let him watch what he wants to watch.
I like competition.
Don't stereotype him. Let him watch what he wants to watch, Omar.
I
how dare you?
Him.
How dare you? You're bringing him down this morning. Let him watch golf if he wants to watch golf.
You watch golf. What else do you watch, Vlad?
Anything that's competition and I can bet on.
Darts?
No, I'm not going to go to that part.
Bowling?
If high.
Bowling is great.
Pete Weber,
baby.
I
love
Pete
bowling.
I love
Sundays.
Pete Weber. Don't you love Pete Weber?
He's entertaining.
Well, okay. I happen to find bowling very entertaining, but so bowling was a bad example. I will tell you, I was on the road this past week on the road. I went away for a day to Chicago, and I was sitting in the hotel room, and I guess it was Saturday afternoon, and there's nothing on, right? There was nothing on at that point.
Yeah.
And I go to ESPN, and they had the Spring Football League.
Okay.
UFL.
Oh, the UFL, the rugby.
Whatever it is. No, not rugby. This was like actual football. This was
XFL.
In a giant NFL stadium with nobody there.
Yes.
And like the one thing, my main takeaway from the – well, I had two takeaways. First is that the players look to like they are just thrilled to be out there. And they look so excited to be playing. They're all jumping all over each other and celebrating the plays. And they really genuinely looked like they were having fun. My second takeaway – is that is a gambling ploy for ESPN and their ESPN bet because they have on the bottom line of where they have the score. Right next to it, they have the live spread and the over-under, which obviously changes as the game progresses. It could change every play.
When I saw ESPN was doing betting and has a betting app and now has commercials promoting their betting, I'm like, yeah, the cat's out the bag. This world is
I wonder what you think, Omar, because you don't bet. Now, I do it solely for entertainment purposes. I do very low numbers, yes, and I do it solely for entertainment purposes because I know that eventually I'm going to lose all of it.
Yes.
And that's just the way it goes in sports betting, and you don't put anything in that account that you're not willing to lose. And you know, sometimes we certainly have won some. We try to take a little cash out here and there when we can. But yeah, it's a losing venture most of the time, which is why the Hard Rock has
part of a conglomerate
that big, beautiful guitar hotel. They don't have that because they're giving people money. But now, with that being said, there is a saturation of gambling through live sports now. You can't watch an NBA game without it, whether it's TNT. You know, TNT goes back to the studio and they got Barkley and Kenny Smith. Barkley gives his pick on the game, brought to you by FanDuel. They do later in the game when they start the fourth quarter, they go, this was the spread to start the game, this is the spread now, brought to you by FanDuel. It's thrown in your face so constantly.
Yes.
And I just wonder, like, from a non, like, you don't bet. Do you even care? Like, does any of that stuff, like, or do you just think, man, this is getting too much and it's dangerous?
It's incredibly dangerous. And the reason that I don't bet, just for educational purposes, is because I know I have a gambling problem. I lived in Detroit for about a brief minute. They had just opened casinos, and the adrenaline rush was way too much, and it took some paychecks from me.
That's a good admission this morning.
I know if I'm walking in a casino and I'm putting $200 on the table, it's for $200 of entertainment and an adrenaline rush because I know that they're going to walk away with my money. And also, I also know that in sports, the unpredictable happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way that it is. And if you think that you know what's going to happen, trust me, you don't. And, you more than likely you're going to lose.
Now, yeah, I completely agree with you on that, by the way. I think the spread last night for the Denver game was like 1.5 or 2.5 or something like that. They lost by 50.
Yeah.
I mean,
nobody predicted or expected. Yeah. Not even the Minnesota Timberwolves.
They lost three straight. And, you know, Denver, and I read you the numbers, the shooting percentages were outrageous, and they scored 70 points. And scoring 70 in an NBA game is almost comical. The over-under in this game missed by, I don't know what, Vlad, 30 points or something? So, you know, again, the number,
if Denver doesn't score, the over's not going to hit. The total's not going
to
hit.
It was low. I mean, I had it down to 199, I think it was, at a point last night, but yeah, it's just, look, Omar's right about that. You know, as much as, you know, we think that we know and, you know, we try to predict games here, it's a very humbling experience when you go on one of these apps and you try to pick games. It's a very, very humbling experience.
No, unless you have insider information, you're just basically rolling, giving your money to these apps. And I know a lot of people think that, they're winning, and it makes the games more exciting. It provides an adrenaline rush. But
last night was a good example, by the way, and they're showing Caitlin Clark right now. And, Caitlin Clark's number, I think, was 20.5, 21.5 last night. And people are probably thinking to themselves, it's her home debut. She's going to go off in this one. She scored 9 points, and her team lost by 40.
Yeah, she's not in college no more.
No, she's not. And her team lost by 40 points. And Omar, I think you hit the nail on the head the other day. If her team is going to lose significantly like this, and it's going to be tough for her to put up big numbers in her rookie season, this is going to not be good for the overall product of the WNBA. And, without watching much of it, Omar, her team stinks. I mean, they are not very good. They lost by a lot last night.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, they got a superstar. So Caitlin Clark is going to be the dynamo that turns everything around.
Well, she's not the best player in that league.
For the team and the league.
Not right now. I mean, will be at some point. She's certainly not the best player in that league now.
I'm not even sure she's one of the top 12 players in that league right now. But you know, hey, more power to her. Hope it works out for the league. They got chartered flights now. Everybody should be celebrating it and congratulating it. I wish her the best. I want the WNBA to succeed, but to think that she's going to be the Larry Bird of the WNBA and carry the franchise until Magic Johnson surfaces and arrives, mm-hmm. I think that's far-fetched.
Yeah, Larry Bird, huh?
Yeah.
That's who you went with this
Indiana
morning?
Indiana. You see the connection?
Oh, Indiana. Okay.
You see the connection?
I mean, Larry Bird played for Boston, but he was from Indiana, so I suppose maybe. I would have gone Reggie Miller.
She is Reggie Miller.
Reggie Miller is the best pacer of all time, is he not? Right?
Yeah. You know, okay.
Probably,
all right.
Probably would have gone Reggie Miller, but I get where you're going with the Larry Bird thing.
Reggie Miller. Did Reggie Miller carry the league for a minute?
I think
never.
Reggie Miller was one of my favorite players. I always found him very, very fun to watch. I wouldn't say carried the league. He was in the Jordan era.
In the Jordan retirement years. Wasn't Knicks Pacers like the best series?
Well, those games were great even when Jordan was playing, though.
He made his name with the choke at Spike. If it wasn't for the altercation with Spike, I don't know if Reggie's as big as he is right now.
I mean, Reggie talked crap. So.
No, he did, but nobody ever considered Reggie like one of them guys. But in the clutch after that performance against the Knicks, he became a clutch player.
We're not talking about who won championships because we know.
But if you're talking about who carried the league during the Jordan retire years,
yeah.
It was Hakeem. It was Grant Hill.
Shaq.
It was Penny and Shaq.
Okay. But you hold on. You're not going to put Reggie in there? Because
no.
I think the Pacers-Knicks series was probably, you know, it was Ewing, too.
It was because of the market and because of that one night in Game 5 in the playoffs. You take that out. It's not the same. It spawned the Reggie Miller time. It spawned, you know.
So here's the other thing. Hearing a Knicks fan like Vlad speak, it really does make me dislike the Knicks.
No, it's too late for that. You missed it all. You missed it, like, Vlad. It was Knicks love fest.
I know. But now I'm reminded.
He came out of closet as a Knicks fan.
I'm reminded of what the Knicks fan is when I hear Vlad speak.
How you figure that? I'm being honest.
I'd like to see the Pacers humble you tonight.
Are you not telling me that Reggie Miller did not become a household name because he did not do that performance in Game 5 against the Knicks?
I mean, Reggie Miller has a lot of highlights. I wouldn't like say that was the only thing
he has. He gave Jordan some.
That was definitely
he did,
one of,
but that was
definitely
Jordan
one of his one of his highlights. All right, a couple of texts here before we get off the break, and I do want to talk some. We'll talk some Dolphins as well as Omar is here this morning. And someone thanked you
your presence,
Omar. Someone says thank you for finally acknowledging that gambling is a highly addictive behavior as a potential to destroy lives and families. Gambling is a vice. Gambling is no different than than alcohol,
weed.
Than weed, than any of this stuff that is legal. And if you do not enjoy it in moderation and responsibly, it is a big, big problem without question. And I think that the ability to take out your phone and be able to immediately deposit money from your bank account or whatever into an app and the ability to instantly chase your bets, that to me is the toughest part of it, is that you want to chase your bets. Like I even told Vlad when I saw him at the party the other day, I missed on a Knicks parlay. We missed the over by a half a point, by one basket, 1 point. James Johnson would have hit that free throw at the end of the game. We would have hit our bet. Now, that is unbelievably frustrating, and it makes you just want to throw money at something else to try to get your money back. But it does not work that way, and that is how you snowball.
Yes.
So, again, it is like any other deal. If you don't enjoy it responsibly, it is going to be a problem for you. And, you know, some people have addictive personalities and some don't.
I do.
And if you do, then it's, you know, maybe best that you don't enjoy it on your phone.
That
maybe, you know what, Omar, maybe you go out to the Hard Rock and enjoy they have a beautiful sports book.
Yes.
At the Hard Rock.
But don't give me easy access to it.
But maybe you go out there on a Saturday and you watch some college football games and you go with a certain amount of money in your pocket.
Yeah,
you say, all right, this is
that.
It.
Yep.
I'm not going to spend any more than this $100 bill I have in my pocket. win, lose, draw, whatever
put
it is.
Put it on some parlays. And yes. Yes. I could do that.
And that's why Vegas, it's like you go to Vegas.
But don't put it in my pocket. Don't put it in my pocket, easily access every day.
Yep.
Watch a game. Let me feel some type of way.
And you get hit with promotions all day long.
Yes, that's how they get you. Exactly. They probably send you alerts. You probably signed up for alerts, didn't you?
There are notifications. Yeah,
yeah
there are
no,
notifications.
I would be so – I would be homeless.
So, yeah, so it is a problem in that sense that now it is so unbelievably accessible that it's not like, all right, we're going to go to the casino with 100 bucks in our pocket and just have a good, fun night out. And, you know, that's entertainment. Now it has become, you know – I think there's people out there that feel like you could make money doing this.
Yes, absolutely.
That's where it becomes problematic.
I have a question. People play Lotto all the time. Isn't that gambling?
That is true.
Lotto is gambling, yes.
And they play that all the time. I'm talking about not only do they play the Lotto, they play...
Scratchers.
The Scratchers.
Yep.
So I mean, it doesn't have to be sports gambling, Vlad.
Right.
You can go on your phone and you can play blackjack, or you can download the virtual casino, whatever it is.
That's technically life changing money. This is on an everyday basis, and you know what you're chasing? You're chasing a rush. You're chasing a high.
I don't think the lottery necessarily gives that to you.
The lottery does not give that to you.
I don't know how many. I don't play the lottery.
You don't watch all these old people go into Sedanos all the time.
No, no, no. I see it.
Okay.
I see it for the scratchers, they scratch off the high.
Yes.
I've done the scratch off tickets, and I can tell you it does not have the same rush as one of those bets on the app.
And I also tell you, look, parlay.
I open boxes of cards with my son.
It's the adrenaline rush. Talk about a rush.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you get out of that too. All right, we're gonna take a pause here. We will get to some of this NFL stuff. There you go. It's like our PSA here for everyone on a Friday.
I mean, I know who I am. I know who I'm. I have a very addictive personality.
I didn't know that about you, Omar.
That is true.
Thank you for being open and honest and sharing with us here this morning. So we'll take a pause. We have plenty more to come. Adam Beasley is going to join us this morning. Mike Florio is going to join us this morning. So a lot of stuff to get to here on a Friday. We'll be back after.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, welcome back in here on WQAM. Omar spending the break watching Jake Paul from yesterday at another unusual press conference, I guess, as they get set for their July 20th meeting. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. This is, yes, before you say anything, very intriguing. No question about it. It just, to me, has the... you know, certainly the ability to go poorly, as Mike Tyson is over the age of 60. He is like Joe's age.
Still could knock you out, though.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. But what is it? He's 57. I'm sorry, he's 57. I dated him a little bit. He's 57.
Jake Paul has been pretending he's a boxer for
Jake
over.
Jake Paul does not need to pretend he's a boxer. Jake Paul is a boxer. Like, he's actually pretty good. And he's fought some guys that are pretty good. So, you know.
MMA fighters.
Look, Jake Paul has done a tremendous job. Tremendous.
MMA
job
fighters.
With what he's been able to accomplish with his career. And with that also being said,
he's a tremendous unboxer.
With that being said, I watched the documentary on him and, you know, try to learn a little bit more about him. He's not a bad guy either.
I didn't say he was a bad guy.
Well, Joe, I know, doesn't like him. He's not a
tremendous promoter.
Guy. That will be an interesting thing to watch on Netflix as Netflix continues to jump into to live sports here, and you know they will have NFL games coming up this season. As looks like we are going to
who would have thought that 20 years ago we would get our movies through the mail and they'd put Blockbuster out of business, but then fast forward and they'd kill cable.
Well, I think it was streaming that put that out of business.
No.
Well, here's the thing
Netflix
with cable.
Netflix put Blockbusters out of business.
Here's the thing with cable. There's some options right now that you have, right? You have the Comcast, the DirecTVs of the world. Then you have the YouTube TVs. You have Fubo TV. You have, like, all these different options that you can get for your base cable subscription that you need to watch a lot of these networks that, you know, people like to watch, right? So there is a new venture coming called Venu, spelled V-E-N-U.
Okay.
That is going to be Warner Brothers Discovery. It is going to be ESPN. And they are all pairing together here for a joint sports venture deal. And it's also Fox on there as well. Now, here a couple of things about this. Fox, ESPN, Warner Brothers, it's called VENU Venu. This was officially named yesterday. They announced this a little while back, and they have anticipated, Omar, that this will cost in the range of anywhere from $40 to $60 per month should you want this package. It is getting very, very expensive for the average fan. And I know, you know, before you text in, I know there are ways to get this stuff illegally. So I'm speaking to the fans that go the legal route and, you know, like to, you know, pay for stuff and do it the traditional way. It is getting very, very expensive for the average fan to have every single subscription that is needed, you know, just to watch the NBA, to watch the NFL, especially now because the NFL is all over the damn place. You need Amazon Prime. You need Peacock. You need. You know, you're probably going to need this thing, this venue thing, which launches in the fall. I'm guessing they'll get that ready to roll probably before football season starts. So you need all of these different things. And if you're like me and you like to watch Red Zone, then you got to subscribe to that, too. So there's a lot of different stuff that the fan has to subscribe to. And I haven't even gotten into the let's subscribe to the Miami Herald and support Omar's work as well. Let's subscribe to, you know, The Athletic. Let's subscribe to the Sun Sentinel. All these different things that people want and that people use is all now going to be behind a paywall. Like, long gone are the days when you could just watch the NFL on Fox and CBS all day long, and you were good. Like, you didn't even need a cable subscription to watch the NFL. I mean, I guess maybe Monday Night Football, Omar, but you didn't really need a cable subscription for most of these games. Nowadays, it's like, yeah, you're still going to get your Fox and your CBS games, but you need your Netflix, you need Peacock, you want to watch
Amazon.
Those games, you need Amazon. You need a lot of different services to watch these games, and I just wonder at what point does, like, the fan start to get frustrated by this. And, you know, I think back to last season, and I remember, like, Joe with his dad, and it's like, yeah, the game's not on, no, it's not on NBC, it's on the Peacock app, and you need to download the app on, you know, your TV, and you need to subscribe to it and put your credit card information in, and that's how you go about watching the game. And imagine trying to walk, you know, a 90-year-old through that.
No.
Like, that's where it gets really complicated. And, you know, it, you know, so it's not only difficult for some people, but it's expensive for everyone. And it is just going to continue to get worse with this new thing that we have coming out called Venue, which is going to be ESPN, Fox, and Warner, which is like TNT and TBS.
Why am I going to need TNT? They're not. They're about to lose the NBA package.
They very well may, but they are going to be part of this streaming service here. So,
what does TNT do other than the NBA?
Exactly. Well, they do hockey and they do baseball. Yeah, I mean, Turner does baseball.
They do have baseball. They have hockey
and AEW. And
what? Oh, they have wrestling. They have the wrestling, which, by the way, is very, very popular. The WWE is putting up monster numbers and continues to be very, very popular. But
they got their own
channel
too.
It's just a lot of crazy streaming services out there, and a lot of different stuff here. Just a few texts to get. You know, it's funny, man. Like we get a few people have thanked us for having the conversation we had in the first segment. Some other people are like, you guys are hypocrites or whatever, especially me being a hypocrite. And you know, I think that it's possible to like the website, you know, to like the gambling stuff and enjoy the gambling stuff and talk about gambling lines and, you know, all that different stuff. I think that's very possible to do that in an entertainment standpoint, but you still do need to be aware that there are people like Omar who, you know, admitted that they have trouble with these things and they, you know, can have it snowball very quickly. And if, you know, if you have trouble using it as an entertainment source, similar to, you know, all the other stuff that we mentioned, you know, moderation is key.
I mean,
it could be a problem.
I don't gamble to get rich or to make money or to win. I gamble for the adrenaline rush, and that's a problem. That's a problem. But I'm an adrenaline junkie, so that I know where I am. I know where I am in this world, and I know not to put the app on my phone or any of the apps.
Let's see here. 954 says, Hollywood, until recently, fans couldn't watch games out of market like that unless it was a national game. Good luck watching games in the 70s, 80s, and 90s that wasn't your home team. And I agree with that. It's great.
Now
those services happen to be those services happen to be incredibly expensive.
I need to know what the NFL package is where you can watch any game you want.
The NFL package, last I checked, because I had DirecTV, it's on YouTube now. I don't know what it costs on YouTube. Vlad, maybe you can look that up for us back there and see what it costs on YouTube TV. But when it was on DirecTV, it was upwards of almost $400 for the season, which,
that's crazy.
You know, again, I don't know. Everyone has a different, you know, deal with money and what's expensive and what's not expensive. To me, that is a big expense to start the NFL season. That's just me personally.
I don't need one. I'm busy.
I also don't watch out of market games. I watch red zone, so I don't like sit down
you're addicted to the red zone.
I can't flip through. Like, I didn't like Sunday Ticket. I can't flip through games. Now, if you're out of market and you really want to watch your team, I can understand why that $400 might be a good investment for you. For me, I support the Dolphins, I get to watch the Dolphins here. So
there was 1 year I was traveling a lot on Sundays for the I'm Athlete work that I was doing. We always traveled on Sundays. It was the most ridiculous thing ever. I'd land at halftime of a Dolphins game, and I'd, like a crack fiend, I'd say to people on Twitter, you know, I need a stream. I need a link. Like hook me up with a link, and they come through. I'd send me to some shady sites and send me to some shady links, and you know, I download something and wish the best on my computer. Probably got HPV on my computer, eventually I got in and was able to watch the games.
All right, so glad that you asked this question, Hollywood and Omar. Up until May 16th, which was yesterday.
Ooh.
Uh oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
Exactly. I do see that, by the way, Vlad. Yes, it does look like people have missed by one
day.
They
missed by 1 day. It was going to be $179.
Yeah. That's not bad.
For the full season of NFL Sunday Ticket.
Oh, man.
So it was four payments of $44.75.
It is now.
But now it's back to its full price of $349.
So $350 gets you the full season or four payments of $87.25. That's $100. I guess you could have gotten that's the current deal, Vlad. That is the full price is $449.
Oh wow!
Hold on.
$449. You got to send me the Sunday ticket
for. But it's still at the cheap price.
No, as of May 16th, that was yesterday.
As of May 16th, it was a discount, but the full price is $449.
So one day after you come out with the schedule, you could
2 days. Yeah, you're right. You know what? You're right. You're
one,
right.
One day after one you day. Come out with the schedule, you could get it at a discount. But now the schedule's out. Price has gone up.
Yeah, I mean, it's
yesterday's price is not today's price.
It's expensive. NBA, the NBA League Pass is expensive. That's a few hundred dollars. The NHL package is expensive. They're all expensive. Nothing's cheap anymore. And
a pack of chips is like $1.10.
It just adds up. A bag of chips, not a pack of chips. Chips and packs.
And a vending machine?
Yeah, vending machine.
Oh, yeah. But we don't know how.
Our vending machine jacks up the prices, and then people put like big, you know, notes on the vending machine that it's stealing their money.
It is. It doesn't, you know.
I've long been an advocate for like we should just have like a QAM snack area.
But like everybody's got to chime in. Chip in.
But I also think that we have some people here that would abuse it.
Yeah,
and I don't want to say those people who they are specifically.
Yeah, I do.
But
you do.
I do think we will have people. There's
hardly anybody here.
True, but I'm very appreciative for the person who, because I'm a mint tea drinker. That's literally the only tea that I drink, and I had finished off the mint tea supply. And somebody restocked it and replenished it.
Here?
Yeah. And I'm so thankful. I'm going to eventually buy a pack of mint tea and bring it back. That's the kind of person that I am. Because I'm just thankful.
I'd be willing to bet that you don't do that.
Oh, I'm definitely. I am
you're
a totally
bet.
That person.
Look at you. You're such a degenerate. You're going to bet that Omar.
I'm literally going to buy a pack of mint tea because you got to pay it forward in this world, man.
All right. Well, Omar will shop on Amazon for his mint tea. We are going to take a pause here. Texters are letting us know, by the way, the $179 includes YouTube TV. You have to pay for that too. Yeah, you do have to pay for YouTube TV, so you have to have that as well. Yeah, man, it's expensive out there, and people got to find figure out how they want to spend their entertainment dollars and all that good stuff.
I got away. I've enjoyed it the last 3 years.
Yep. We'll take a pause. By the way, the Dolphins schedule is out, and everyone is reacting to the NFL schedules that have been.
I got to admit, you had the hottest take.
Me?
You had the hottest take all year.
All right, I want to hear why
hear this. Next
I didn't think I had a hot take, but I want to get back. We'll get back to that when we come back here on QAM.
Nice and decent, slip of the crew. This is Mr. Cat and Sugar Ray riding through. Want me to tell him she have me intoxicated, but I love high man like a.
All right, welcome back in here on WQAM. Hollywood Omar Kelly, Vlad with you on a Friday. Hope everyone's got some good plans for the weekend. We have a very very wild scene that is unfolding before our eyes here. And it has to do with golf. So we'll segue this by saying this golf leaderboard update is brought to you by our friends at Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Get there. And this was not the update I had planned to give this morning here. And Jeff Darlington, our friend, is covering the PGA Championship. Let me give you this one, Omar. And again, there is video of this now that is just coming out. This is a live report here on ESPN. And Jeff Darlington, just a few moments ago, has said on Twitter, world number one golfer Scottie Scheffler has been detained by police in handcuffs after a misunderstanding with traffic flow led to his attempt to drive past a police officer into Valhalla Golf Club. The police officer attempted to attach himself to Scheffler's car, and Scheffler then stopped his vehicle at the entrance to Valhalla. The police officer then began to scream at Scheffler to get out of the car. When Scheffler exited the vehicle, the officer shoved Scheffler against the car and immediately placed him in handcuffs. He is now being detained in the back of a police car. And the video syncs up to exactly what Jeff is saying in that tweet. And you see Scottie Scheffler being led in handcuffs into the back of a police car this morning. He's the number one golfer in the world.
The man just had a son. He just had a son last week.
And
so I don't know what he did. I don't know what happened here. I know that there looks like there was an accident on the road. It does look wet in Louisville, like it was raining. And I know that there was a car accident. And now the start of the PGA Championship this morning in round two has been delayed.
The start of the championship?
Well, it was going to be delayed because of weather anyway.
Whether it was or wasn't, it is now being delayed because of this. Now, it does not look to be raining anymore. Vlad.
I promise you, he's not
going to
make this round.
I don't know.
He's making this round because I just think if
you can't not make a round though, you have to play. Like
right,
if
well,
he doesn't
no,
make
he might have
round,
to disqualify himself.
Yeah,
because,
if you don't play in this round, you don't play. Like,
but I think this officer is going to get
A little talk? No.
Well, you can't I don't know who has done what. So before we, you know, jump the gun,
I'm going
on that
on
one.
I don't know who has done what here.
But yeah, Jeff Darlington's like on the set right now, and they're covering this thing as it kind of happens live here. What a bizarre story.
He probably was like, I'm the number one golfer in the world. Let me through. I need to get there.
I mean, he kind of does need to get there.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, whatever happened, it ended with Scottie Scheffler, the world's number one golfer, being dragged off in handcuffs in the back of a police car. So
happens all the time.
I don't know what to make of that, except as many of the replies on Jeff's thing said, if you bet Scottie Scheffler, you could be in bad shape right now. Update, round two of the PGA Championship has been delayed due to an accident, and it says it won't start before 7. So they're waiting now, and there was an accident. There was a car accident on the road there, which was unrelated, they're saying, to Scottie Scheffler being arrested.
So listen,
I don't want to say arrested, but detained. Detained. Sorry.
Okay, so he didn't get
detained.
He's still in the back of the squad car. What happened?
He's arrested is when they read you your rights and you're actually charged with something or accused of something. But I don't know what he has done here this morning. But Scottie Scheffler detained for incident not related to accident.
He felt he was above the law.
So Jeff Darlington,
you know exactly what he did.
Jeff Darlington doing better. Doing side gigs now that the NFL season hasn't started yet.
Oh, JD's a big golf fan, man. He's actually buddies with some of those golfers.
No, I respect it. But what he said, because I was just listening to him right now while you were talking, he said he tried to get information, but the police were being very aggressive and led him aggressively to the other side. But he heard Scottie Scheffler saying to the officer who detained him, "I did not know you were an officer." Apparently, because it was pitch black during that time. I guess he has a more early morning.
It's not black enough. Sorry.
Second round. No.
Look,
he said
before
he couldn't tell.
Like,
he could not
Omar,
tell that
Omar
the
is just ready to like lock this guy up for the next.
No. He said he could not tell black. He could not tell that was an officer because they weren't wearing regular uniform.
I also feel like this is going to end up with like a, you know, maybe we made a mistake here.
You're supposed
to be playing in this golf tournament.
Oh no, this
go
is
do your thing,
this is a nasty look for the police officer. Scottie Scheffler didn't do anything to be detained like that.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, you know.
He probably tried to run over the officer. He probably thought he was above the law.
Would you stop?
No.
Would you stop?
Come on.
Before you paint this guy as some sort of crazy criminal?
How many times have you seen it where somebody who's supposed to be somewhere or they're running late or they're above, they are the star of the situation is like, I got to get there. I need a police
escort. I don't know that we've ever seen this.
I'll be quite honest with you.
I don't know that we've ever seen the number one player in the world of any sport. Like I don't remember the last time LeBron was arrested on his way to a Laker game.
But are they not?
I mean, if
he wasn't wearing police garb, okay, I can understand.
You're rushing to judgment, and I'm just more like
I'm
we
not
need to like.
From
just
what
kind
we
of,
know about that man, isn't like Scottie doesn't have a skeleton. Like there's nothing bad about that guy.
I didn't say he has anything bad about him.
So I would not think that. Scottie Scheffler would be
anyway.
Doing
before
crazy.
Before Omar, like you know, judges and says what needs to happen here and what happened.
I'm just
trying to report on the story as much as we know, and you know, I know that a lot of our listeners do follow the golf tournaments, and
you might have Scottie Scheffler
as someone who bet on Brooks Koepka this weekend.
Oh, that's a smart bet.
You know, if they want to keep Scottie for a few hours and have him miss round two, that you know, whatever. We
got
to take a break. The 7 o'clock hour is coming up. Adam Beasley is going to join us. We will talk some Dolphins
schedule.
And NFL with him. The schedule is out, and everyone has the Dolphins, their record and such, and you know what's going to be tough with this schedule here.
I think Beas has a wild record take. I'll be curious to see if he's going to say it on air.
A lot of texts, a few texts coming in on this Scottie Scheffler situation. Boy, this is really, really unusual here. We'll touch on this a little more if hopefully we can get some more information. We keep following.
Police got to get their story together.
Well, we'll follow JD on Twitter, and JD seems to have this story covered.
Nobody
here.
Calls him JD. Absolutely nobody.
We do here on the show, but, Whatever, Omar. Jeff Darling. Omar's just crapping on everything this morning.
You had a good birthday, bro. Well, like, you sound very sour, man.
Someone might have urinated in Omar's Wheaties here this morning.
Nobody calls Jeff Darlington JD.
I mean, we do, but, you know,
I mean,
whatever.
Joe in Hollywood
maybe
do,
because
but
he doesn't
I
know
guess.
Who you are. We'll take a pause. Point. More to come here on QAM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.